Cook County Higher Education and the Chamber of Commerce host the January Networking Luncheon Thursday, January 22nd. Joining us now is Rose Arrowsmith DeCou, a professional storyteller and this month's featured speaker. Welcome, Rose.
Thank you.
What's your background with storytelling?
Well, I think a number of people up here have probably seen me do some storytelling. I've been doing it since 2001. I started out studying theater and then took a storytelling class and realized I could be the entire theater as one person doing storytelling. So I've done storytelling for really young children. I've done stilt walking at festivals, and I've also given workshops on how to do storytelling to places like the Swedish Council of America conference and at other storytelling gatherings. So I've done both a lot of theatrical performing and workshops for teachers and teaching kids how to do storytelling. I like a little bit of variety.
Wonderful. Well, your topic for networking business luncheon is better story, better business. Give us a preview of that.
Sure. Well, when Kelsey asked me if this was something I'd be interested in, I thought, well, of course, because I think of myself more as an artist, as the way I first identify myself. But we also, my husband and I, run a bed and breakfast. And I, every time that I've been doing my own business stuff and gotten to a point where this is really boring or this seems really dry or, oh, I need to send out a newsletter, I remember another storytelling coach saying to me once, well, why don't you just do it as a story?
Sure.
And really, this is, I hope that this luncheon will help people see that some of that stuff like marketing or connecting with your customers, especially if you work in tourism and you can get a little burned out by answering the same questions over and over, that really that you can see all of it as a story, as a way to connect that's really personal and really vibrant and engaging. And the thing about storytelling is it is generally really fun for the person telling the story too. So we're going to talk about some ways to connect with your customers. You can also use storytelling as a way to refine your brand. We can sort of look at what are the stories you're already telling and what's really behind that, and help you do what it is you actually want to do even better and more clearly. It's a way to gain a loyal following as well. When people really connect with you, then sure. And if they can easily share your story, you know, social media is a pretty popular thing. So that's one way. But even just talking about, I had this great conversation when I was down, you know, picking up my trail mix for going on my canoe trip or whatever. Stories are very, they can be very viral. They're sort of before the internet could be viral. That's what we could share. So we're going to do some brainstorming. We'll work in partners. And I want everybody to at least leave having a sense of what are the stories that they are already telling? What are the important stories in your business? At the most basic, I would say, why do you do what you do? Because everyone who comes up to Grand Marais, I think, is very curious about that.
So is this for owners, employees, who is this for?
I think this is really for anyone who has an interest in it. I think it makes a lot of sense for anyone working in tourism.
Sure.
Because you know that you have to do a lot of chatting. But it also is a really great way to communicate what you want with your employees. So you don't have to just be selling Cook County. It's storytelling is a great way to teach, to give an example instead of just giving a list. And even somebody who thinks, well, I'm just going to go look for a job and I'm going to be up here seasonally. You still have to talk to people if you ever have a job interview. So it's really nice to know what are your strengths in communicating, what's fun for you to talk about. So I would say anyone who's interested, who thinks, business could be a little bit more fun.
Sure.
If there was a story in it, should come.
It could be for anybody then. That's great. Again, better story, better business. It's a lunchtime event on January 22nd. Is there a charge for that?
Yeah, there's a catered lunch. So the cost is $10. And you can RSVP to Higher Ed.
Wonderful. We're speaking with storyteller Rose Arrowsmith DeCou. She's the speaker for the January Networking Luncheon on Thursday, the 22nd of January, from 11:30 until 1 p.m. at Higher Ed in Grand Marais. RSVPs and more information with Higher Ed at 387-3411. Rose, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I'm really excited to get ideas from the people who come. So this is going to be a learning experience for me as well. I'm really excited to have a variety of people because we'll pick up a lot and steal ideas from each other.
Wonderful. It sounds like it's going to be a good time.
It should be.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.